Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Honestly, just thanks for everything, man. I've been a part of this Patreon, the higher tiers, since the pandemic started, and I think this is a wonderful experience. I think you guys are great. Anyone who wants to join this, I guarantee you, you'll get your money's worth. I'm just very thankful, man. Even like my friends who aren't wrestling fans, and I tell them about this, they think this is cool, and I'm just very thankful, man. You guys are great.
Cool, thanks.
All right, well, thank you. Having a cool fan base that you're a part of and for spreading the word, bro. And, you know, we do it for people like you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Thanks. Yep. Appreciate you, man. All right, my bro.
Be cool. Boom.
Take care, fellas.
All right.
Have a good night, man.
Orgullosamente Latino hasta la muerte y después. Worldwide Latino Pride, the ambassadors of violence. LAX, K-Dog, the notorious 187 homicide.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Don't say nothing.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
We be jumping.
Bang, the dang, the dang, dang.
Just act like you know and won't we stop.
Welcome to Stomp It. I'm from Miami, not Compton. Down with the S's and the 6-4 hopping. To my Boricuas in the 787. And those up in Brooklyn pulling 211.
I come through stomping and rolling in my low top chucks. Making sure you suckers feel me every time we bust. Checkered up like a nut going 5150. G'd up and the feet up. Greased up in some dickies.
I
rap a lot.
I want to talk about two things. Let's talk about the Joe Rogan.
Okay.
You know this story?
That he took that horse thing for COVID.
Okay, so, all right, so let's talk about this. So, Joe Rogan, who is, Joe Rogan's not anti-vax. Okay, everybody's like, because this is what happens when Joe Rogan is on TV or does a show. People do not listen to him. They know nothing about him. All they know is he's had Ben Shapiro on and George, so he must be right-wing and just complete lack of ignorance on the subject matter with Joe Rogan, right? He talks to a million different people, talks to experts in medical fields and stuff. It says conversations, right? So Joe Rogan originally had said, you know, that he doesn't think the vaccine is for like young, healthy people. And if you look at the numbers, it's kind of true.
He's right.
You know, he's right, okay? But of course, you can't say that. We're getting censored. Vaccine, everybody's all in on the vaccine, right? So Joe Rogan gets COVID. Okay. So Joe Rogan posts a video and says, okay, you know, I felt shitty on Sunday, sweats, headache, and everything. So he goes, so I got tested. I had COVID. He said, so we threw the kitchen sink at this. He said, took the monoclonal antibodies, prednisone, and he took ivermectin. Okay. People are calling it a horse. Ivermectin is a horse. Well, what's the word they use, Joe?
Anti-pancreatic thing.
So something
for parasites.
For horses.
Right.
Okay. They failed to mention 2015. They got the Nobel Peace Prize for medication because it don't. In Africa, they used it like and I guess Africa's a lot of power. A bunch of people there took it, okay, and it cured a lot of people. And it's not, it's obviously it's been done for humans over the course of time. But when you say it's horse medication, everybody that has never heard is for, oh my God, I can't believe Joe Rogan's taking horse medication.
This it's also used, also another thing used for like deworming.
Right, horse dewormer.
Dogs and cats.
Horse dewormer. But it's like, and everybody's thinking that it's just for animals.
Yeah.
But the thing was obvious, it's been taken by humans in millions and millions of doses, right? So everybody kind of like is mad at Joe Rogan for not vaccinating, getting COVID, and then taking these medications, said he was better like a day later. And it's like people are mad at this. And I'm like, that's ridiculous. So first of all, I just Googled this, right? So Eric Weinstein's brother, Brett Weinstein, has been talking about, and there's a clip on YouTube. I posted it because this guy Sanchez is he's a reporter. He follows me and he follows you on Twitter and everything. He was talking about it's a horse dewormer. Like I can't believe he's taking it. And I'm like, dude, I go. So I posted a clip of Lex Friedman, who's doing a podcast with Brett Weinstein, and it's a 9-minute clip. And they're talking about how they were discussing ivermectin with Joe Rogan. And basically he does a 9-minute tutorial on ivermectin. Tells you everything you need to know about it. And one of the fascinating – basically the FDA – here's a weird thing. There's so many like things right now of people basically saying, you know, like ivermectin's not proven, even though it's been shown to work. But they say it's not proven because you can't show that it's the reason that it's – you know, whatever. But this is one thing that was very telling that he said the thing. Africans were taking this for a long time. Like, I guess Africans were taking ivermectin and stuff for things as part of the thing because there was a lot of parasites down there and stuff. For some weird reason, COVID was not really hitting Africa like that. And they think one of the possibilities is possibly maybe that these people were taking ivermectin because it can be used as a prophylactic for COVID. But now it's because the censorship, community guidelines, it's a medical thing, it's going against the grain and stuff and thing, and it's not the vaccine. Bro, it seems like social media is all in on selling these vaccines as the only solution to dealing with COVID. And like that sounds like what we're getting from the media. And then if you talk about other cures, other things that you can deal with it, it's like they try to like censor this video was censored, by the way, by YouTube. Right. And they're just having a discussion about a medication that got a Pulitzer, a Nobel Prize in 2015. And I'm like, where are we today that you're literally suppressing information about cures for this thing?
Bro, just not only that, now all these people that are against him, they're trying to get him kicked off of Spotify, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And one of the other things is, you know that lady, Laura Ingraham?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Laura Ingraham.
Since she's also right-wing and she also believes in this, mm-hmm. they hate anything because it's coming from the right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But there's a lot of brothers. This is the biggest fallacy. There's a lot of – I'm at my work. It's a lot of people that are Democrats that do not want to take the vaccine. This is not a strictly a right-wing thing of people. There's a lot of – this is the problem. There's been so much dishonesty in the media, so many changed stories, so much misinformation. Bro, why would you trust – like you can't expect everybody to trust the government telling you to take this vaccine. Because you see how they manipulate stories and suppress things and stuff. And you're just wondering, it's like, dude, I'm not – a lot of people are not comfortable taking this. And if you're not obese – here's the thing. If you're obese, you're being an idiot by not taking the vaccine because you're a 3 times greater risk of getting – of dying from COVID than you are if you don't.
Yeah, so but what does the vaccine provide at this point? Because a friend of mine's mom
– hospital presents serious illness is the main thing. And that's – and, bro, that has not changed.
Uh-huh.
95% of the people in the hospital still are unvaccinated.
Okay.
You keep in stories, oh my God, and everybody say, well, there's breakthrough cases. Yeah, but like you're looking at the hospitalizations, still all unvaccinated. Still people with underlying symptoms. Still people like, bro, if you've got underlying conditions and you're obese
or elderly,
and you have not taken the vaccine, you're an idiot.
Right.
Because this is go ahead.
Well, and like Disco says, there's so much confusing and changing data that you don't even know how many times have they changed the rules from this to that to this to that, and you don't know what to think. I mean, at the end of the day, what we do know about vaccines I don't know if you remember this, Disco, when you went to school, but we went to school around the same time. Didn't you used to have to get a shot for the mumps and the measles and chickenpox and shit like that?
Remember the one that was like the circle with like eight or nine like little needles in it? It would leave a mark on you.
But we don't get tetanus. We don't get none of that because of vaccines, you know. Right. But healthy people aren't really getting it, even though we are hearing now that, and I don't know what the actual numbers are, that like the Delta variant is hitting kids for some reason, like young kids. Yeah, I did hear that. But I know that, like, if you're healthy, bro, it's not a real big problem. And it's basically, like you said before, it's basically for people that are obese
diabetics.
Or don't have good health, you know, underlying health conditions, you know.
Right. So
or
I want
older people with health conditions. That's basically who it's hitting.
Yeah.
It's,
I want to read you something.
Let me just read his headline real quick. Child COVID-19 hospitalizations have reached a new high. And that's not the only reason kids need to be protected from Delta, doctors say. So an average of 330 children were admitted every day in the last week to hospitals with COVID-19.
Yeah. That's the Delta variant, which seems to be more contagious and hit kids more than the original one.
And half of the children admitted were under the age of two, just so you know. So
that number is accepted. Think about this, okay? There's a I want to read you this. This to me is – this is why – people like when I talk about data and stuff and everything, all that.
Bro, so I was watching this thing, and I don't know if you saw it, Disco, where Donald Trump was in Alabama, and he told everybody to get vaccinated, and they booed him.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and so this is what he said. Listen to this. He goes, you know what? I believe totally in your freedoms. I do. You got to do what you have to do, but I recommend taking the vaccine. I did. It's good. Take the vaccine. Trump said, evoking boos from the crowd. Then, of course, since he's getting heat, he goes, no, that's okay. That's all right. And you've got your freedoms. But I happen to take the vaccine. If it doesn't work, you'll be the first to know. But it is working. You do have your freedoms. And to me, this really isn't about freedom. You know, they're conflating one thing with the other.
I'm going to bring something. I did this on Russo's show on the timeout show we did. Okay. Yeah. Joe, why don't you pull this up? All right. I'm sending you this tweet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to put it up and put it on the screen here. Okay.
You're sending it to my Twitter?
Yeah. Hang on. Oops. What did I just do here? I screwed up. All right. So it's your Twitter inbox. Why don't you pull up this data and put it on the screen here? Okay. And I'm going to explain how like the science, like remember how I tell people it's easy to manipulate people because they're not good at math. And like anybody that looks at this chart, okay, can comprehend the math of this. And it's very simplistic. Okay. You got it?
Yeah, I'm putting it up now.
Pull it up and make it as big screen as you can get. I'm going to go widescreen here. Okay. So this is from the CDC website. This is verifiable data anybody can get, and we're just going to call this factual. Okay? Can you make that bigger, Joe?
Should come up bigger here.
Okay. Is that as good as you can do? There we go. There we go. Okay, keep going. Keep going a little bigger. Okay, perfect. Okay. All right. Scroll to where you can see the top line, the top blue line. All right. So, and scroll up to where you can see the bottom number under where the very – scroll up a little bit. Scroll up, 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 up.
That's
keep scrolling
it.
Up.
That's it. That's it.
Up.
I am up. That's it. That's all the way
that's
up.
That's how high it'll go? Okay. Yeah. Make it small. Minimize it just one thing. All right. Cool. All right. So now let's mind you, okay, that still to this day, 95% of the COVID deaths are people with underlying conditions and obesity and stuff. And they still only 5% healthy people get it, right? I want you to look at this data here for people under 40, from 45 to 54 years of age, right? Of the 635,000 deaths of COVID, okay? People 45 years of age to 54, 34,000 have died. Under 45 years old, 13,000 aged from 35 to 44, 5,000 from 25 to 34, 1,100 from 15 to 24, 135 kids from 5 to 14 years old, and 144 kids under 4 years old. Okay, that obviously is not a big number. Those are very small. So if you look at this under 55, okay, you have 46, 51, 52, but about 53,000 of the 63,000 deaths. So that's about 15 to 18% of the deaths are from young people. 80% of the deaths are from older people, people over like 60 years old, right? Now, if you take this number of the 50 something thousand under 45 years old, now let's do this math. 95% of those people had underlying conditions, okay? So 5% of 50,000 people that died of COVID under the age of 45, literally only like 2,500 of them were healthy people. We have 330 million people in this country, okay? And literally under 55 years old have had like 3,000 deaths of healthy people with COVID. And we cannot come up with a policy to not lock things down. Something like these people really need the vaccine. If you're not obese and if you're 35 years old, you're fit and you're healthy, what are your chances of being affected by this? And like you look at this data and they're trying to mask kids, they're universal mask, and you're saying like, okay, why does a healthy person need to conform to these restrictions? I don't get it.
So then what's the motivation? What's the motivation then?
Control. It's just control. Governmental control.
Yeah.
It's they want to control you, force you to lead to other things. It's just, you know what I'm saying? But it just does not, if you look at this data, it just does not make sense. But if like I said, if you're 65, so you're 60 years old, I was talking to Vince today, right? I say, Vince, like you're at a little bit of heightened risk, but maybe you should get the vaccine. You know, but your risk is a little bit more because you're 60, but you're not obese. You don't have underlying conditions and you don't really go out that much. You're not in groups of people and stuff. So it's like, you know, you're not really at risk, but like people will call him an anti-vaxxer or stuff. And like, you're like, dude, it's like, I'm looking at the data. I'm looking at myself and it's like, I don't really conform to these numbers.
Yeah.
The people that are dying are unhealthy and old. And it's very clear. Like you can look at this and say like, okay, I get it. I'm 25 year old kid. I'm healthy. It's like I literally there's literally 200 of me out there that have died from COVID in the United States that are healthy at that age. And like you're telling all these kids to mask and get vaccinated and stuff. It's like I don't get it. If you're unhealthy, if you're obese, put the mask on. Put the mask on. Stay on social distance or something or get in shape.
People would still say, why take that
out of the obese category? You know?
Why take that chance, though? People would say, why not just get vaccinated and then, you know, you're not going to be hospitalized?
Because I've never gotten a flu shot.
Yeah, I was going to ask
you
that.
I've been 14 years. I missed one day of work. Okay, I took the vaccine because there is a heightened risk of death and serious hospitalization. Plus, two is I don't want to miss work. You know what I'm saying? Plus, two is like I drink. It's like I can say I'm drinking, so that's probably a far greater risk than this vaccine would be to me. You know, so it's like if you drink, if you do drugs and take pills and stuff, you're at a far greater risk than a person. You know, that far greater risk of getting health problems with that than you are being vaccinated. So I just tell people I'm not saying people they shouldn't. I just say go ahead and get it because it did nothing to me. Very few side effects, even though there are side effects sometimes, and some of them are bad, but like those numbers are very low. But like,
well, here's the problem. Now we're having the thing that we were all worried about, because if you have any sort of government suspicion, you're thinking, all right, what is this leading to?
Right.
Or why is this happening? But now we're getting to the point where, for example, in AEW, you have to be vaccinated as a fan to go into the building.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's going to and like the military mandated that everybody has to get a fucking vaccine. So there's going to probably be a time now where unless you can prove you're vaccinated, you ain't getting into any. You ain't going to have a normal life. It's almost like having, you know, back in the days when like you didn't have a credit card. You know what I'm saying? And now you need a credit card for everything.
Everything. Right. You go to Resorts World. You go to the food court. You can't pay with anything with cash.
Right.
You know, right. It's like what happened? Exactly. Yeah. You know, it's like,
I even have cash.
Yeah. I got $200 on me. I don't know my credit cards. I can't eat. You know, it's like, no, you can't. You know, it's it's crazy, right? But I'm not saying it's like, but that's the thing where the military is pushing back on this. Some of the military, bro, look at the category of people in the military.
Yeah.
They're fit, they're healthy, they're young. They're looking at this, but why do I need the fact? Bro, I'm getting shot at. And you're telling me like the COVID's going to kill? It's like, you know, I've been getting these explosions of being deployed in military, and you're telling me that this disease is going to get me? And it's like there's 200 of me that died from this. You know, I don't know. I just think it's
a real powerful force behind this.
There really is, and it's very puzzling.
What is it for?
Yes. It's very puzzling. I'm vaccinated. I'm not anti-vax, but I am pro data. If you're skeptical because you've looked at this data and looked at the math, and
it isn't any clearer than what you just presented right here, Glenn.
Right? Yeah. You know, and it's like if you're in these groups of people that aren't at risk, it's like I don't think you should force people like that to take the vaccine. They should have a choice. I'm trying to shame people like that. They're going like, dude, you're a worse risk than I am. You know, it's like you're telling people that, like, you know, I'm fine. It's like, you know, so, and it's true. If these numbers start changing and all of a sudden 25 to 34-year-olds are dying like 80%. And that's like, yeah, but it's like, if you're young and healthy, it seems like it's not happening, you know? So, but we're still trying to force the masks. But bro, the unvaccinated maskers in Vegas, that's the worst thing they've ever done. We have to wear masks indoors, even if you're vaccinated.
Right.
And I'm like going, and I'm looking at this math going like, oh, okay, it's like 5% of the people in the hospitals are vaccinated people. It's like, are you kidding me? It's like, you're, and they're older, and they're older and underlying conditions, and I'm healthy and vaccinated, and I'm like, why? It's like you're not giving me good data, because I'm reading the data right here, and you're telling me the opposite, which is why people are skeptical about the vaccine. These numbers are very clear, you know. So it's like, I don't know. It's just very strange, you know. So I don't know.
Right. The numbers speak for themselves, you know. It's happening to the elderly, everybody like over 50 years old, especially if you're overweight or you have underlying health conditions. They've somehow been able to masticize it where everybody's afraid of it, like it's hitting everybody, you know, indiscriminately, when it's basically just honed in on one group, and whoever or whatever is behind this is taking advantage of that and has caused mass hysteria to the point that our economy's collapsed, and, you know, we got to wear masks everywhere, even if you're fucking vaccinated. There's so much misinformation and disinformation. It's fucking ridiculous.
Because here's to me the most nefarious thing about this thing is that the drug companies got immunity from the government. You can't sue them if something happens to you from taking this vaccine. Okay. Right. Which is fascinating. Right.
Right.
But this just reeks to me of like a drug companies, which are basically, if you want to call them a spade, they're drug dealers. Right. They're trying to sell their drug to literally everybody. They want everybody to take their drug.
And they paid the government off,
The government pays them. You're getting, bro, when you're getting money from the government, that's where indiscriminate spending starts going off the rails.
Where everybody's getting paid.
Yeah. Right, right.
Think about this. How many guys, just think about this. Right now, this guy just did, what's this guy, Biden. Did a $1 trillion infrastructure package, right?
$2 trillion, I thought. Yeah.
Okay. Let's say it's $2 trillion, whatever the number was, right? Let's say that where you live in Vegas, they gave $30 billion to. You know how many people are gonna make money off that $30 billion a piece for this guy, a piece for that guy?
And just that's how they all fucking
get rich, bro.
Yeah.
When I look at what happened in Afghanistan, I get pissed because I see all these helicopters that instead of bringing them back home or selling them to another country, they just left them there. Some of them, we made sure they could never use them again. And I'm like, wow, look at all that money we just spent, and we just left all this shit behind. And the government must be like, fuck it, we'll just make new shit.
I'm going to send you a clip that we can talk about next
week.
Yeah.
It's Rand Paul in Congress. He's a 30-minute speech, and it's hysterical. He's going over the government misspending. Like all these programs that they're spending, you'd be fascinated what we're spending money on. Yeah. Just wasting money.
Of course.
Like a gas station for electric cars in Afghanistan.
Right.
You know, it's fascinating to think like there's that much waste going on. You know, and like people just.
And they even have a department, at least in the Navy, when I was in the Navy, they actually had a thing called the Waste, Fraud, and Abuse Department, where you could actually call and, like, you know, report shit like that. I wonder if that even exists anymore.